What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of this disorder and some of the traits of toxic people as well, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about reframing reframing your experience with a toxic person or in a narcissistic toxic relationship and things like that. What I mean by reframing your experience is simple. Using different words to describe it. Like, what is one way to reframe your experience is to use different words to describe your experience, especially like when you're leaving. Somebody told me the other day, I saw somebody in my comment section the other day, and I said something similar to this before, y'all. They're like, I just feel like I'm walking away from them like everybody else has. Like the narcissistic person, when I decided to leave them for good, they just got angry at me and made me feel super guilty about walking away from them in their time of need and when they needed me the most and blah, blah. When they needed me the most, I walked away from them. I walked away from the family. I walked away from the relationship. I walked away, blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Yo, this person had literally cheated on this woman like 15 times. Got caught. And they said he needed help getting through his addiction of clapping other people's cheeks. And that she needed to stay with him through that time. No, you absolutely do not. What the hell? No, absolutely not. But he tried to make her feel guilty for walking away. And I told her, like, look, reframe this experience right here. Because the reason you feel guilty when you use the words walking away from the experience is because when you walk away from something, you're typically not ready to let it go. You mean you're not ready to let it go, or you walk away from something that you're afraid of. So if you're not ready to let it go, or if you're afraid of something that you're walking away from, you tend to look back. And when you look back, you ruminate. Here comes the rumination. You start thinking about the good times, how you could have changed more, how you could have let them clap your cheeks more, you could have put the cheeks on them more, or whatever. Or they could have, you know, you could have clapped their cheeks. Whatever the situation is, y'all. Like, you could have done more for that person. What if I did this? You start thinking about how you could have changed yourself or how circumstances would have been different if you'd have done this differently, if you'd have handled this differently, if you'd have said this differently. Like, things, how things could have flipped on you right there in that situation. Like, that's when you, because when you walk away from something, you're not ready or you're afraid of it. So you keep looking back. It's like you're running away from, like, Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees or somebody like that. When you're running away or you're walking away from them, you keep looking back. And what happens in these scary movies, y'all? When you're walking away from something, when you're running away from something that you're afraid of, what happens when you keep looking back? You lose focus on what's in front of you. Right? You lose focus on what's in front of you. So you either fall down, you either stumble, hurt your leg, you fall down a hill, you run into a tree, you run into an obstacle that you didn't see coming because you keep looking back. And then guess what? They catch up with you. Jason Voorhees catches up with you. Michael Myers catches up with you. That narcissistic, toxic person that you're quote unquote walking away from, they catch up with you because you keep looking back because you're no longer focused on your future. You don't want to focus on what's ahead of you because you keep looking back. You're walking away. You keep looking back because you're afraid of it. Reframe your experience in this situation, y'all. You're not walking away from something. You're walking towards it. You're walking towards something. You're walking towards something. When you're walking towards something, when you have a goal in mind, when you have something that your eyes are focused on, when your sights are set forward, and you're focused forward, just like this, when you have laser vision, when you're focused forward, you don't look back. In the Olympics, when people are racing, there are people right beside them, there are people right behind them. Are they looking back? Are they looking sideways? No, they're focused forward on the finish line. They're trying to get to the finish line as fast as they possibly can. You know why? Because they're focused on it. That is their goal. They're running towards something. They're walking towards something. Towards, not away. Towards, not away. Towards, not away. You're not walking away from a narcissistic, toxic relationship. You're walking towards a better future and happiness, which doesn't necessarily mean finding someone else right away to replace that person. It absolutely means walking towards happiness means finding inner self-love first. Love you first. Absolutely fall in love with you first. So you're not walking away from something. You're walking toward, but like, because I said, when you're walking away from it, you keep looking back. When you look back at that narcissistic relationship, guess what? When you're one of those modes, when you want to look back and you ruminate it, guess what happens? Here comes a Hoover attempt. Here comes a narcissist sending you love songs, sending you quotes, spiritual quotes, telling you, they sending you a picture of them in church. If they're co-parenting with you or trying to parallel parent with you, they're sending pictures of you with the, of themselves with the kids, or sending pictures of y'all together during happier times. They're trying to hoover you back in. And guess what? Because you're not laser.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Focus on moving forward and walking towards a happy future or a new life or a better life. Guess what happens? You look back, right? When you look back, you get hoovered back into a relationship. And not only do you look back, you get sucked back. And when you get sucked back, you get stuck again. You start back from a further point away. They pull you further away from the point you were. You were almost healed. You were so close. But guess what? You wasn't walking towards something. You were walking away, and you look back and they got your ass. They got you. They proposed to you. You saw them change. They haven't posted this stuff online. They haven't moved on quickly. So they must mean they're changing, right? You're so worried. You keep looking back at them. You keep looking back at the relationship. You're so worried about them treating the next person better that you get stuck even more. Guess what? You look back and you think they're treating the next person better. So guess what? You don't just look back. You start walking back towards their relationship, because how dare they move on and treat somebody else better than they treated you. But just because you're not focused forward, you're not looking forward. When you're looking forward, up there is the goal of happiness. You remember all the bad stuff that they put you through, that you stayed through, and now you hyper focus on that stuff. Don't remember the good time. When you focus on the good times, it keeps you in a toxic cycle. So reframe your experience. Reframe your experience. Another way you can reframe your experience, right, with words. So many people say they wasted so much time in toxic relationships. And when you say you wasted time, I'm just telling you, I know how you feel. I understand the dynamic. You feel like you wasted time because it didn't end in the result that you thought it was going to end in. It didn't end in the result you thought it was going to end in. You didn't think it was going to end the way it ended. You thought you were going to end like this is your person. You thought you were going to end like buried in side-by-side cemetery plots. So y'all going to die the same day holding hands or some shit like that. I get it. I understand that. So you feel like it felt like a failure because you felt like you wasted time. But a lot of people who have came out of toxic relationships that I've talked to have reframed their experience. They don't feel like they wasted time because they got things out of it that they wouldn't have gotten, possibly got anywhere else. I'm not talking about the abusive, terrible behavior. I'm not talking about that. Because if you focus on that, it's going to down you. It's going to depress you for the rest of your existence. Focus on, some people just take the experience like, I didn't waste time. I spent time learning how not to be treated. I spent that time learning how not to be treated, how not to be valued. So now I know when I move forward to my next situation, I can love and value myself. You didn't waste time. If you say you wasted time, it puts you in a depressive state. The words you use affect how you feel about yourself, affect how you view situations, affect different aspects and different things like that. The words that you use, the way you frame your experience, are going to affect your healing process. Because if you feel like you wasted time, guess what? I wasted so much time in that relationship. I'm going to hop out of it and hop into something new so I can spend time doing something fun and finding somebody else better. You hop right out of a toxic situation because you feel like you wasted time. You hop right into a worse situation, which a lot of people do. You find a worse narcissist because you're vulnerable. Heal first. Heal. Heal. Heal first. You find love. Nobody will ever love me. Do you love you? Nobody will ever going to love me. They told me the narcissistic type person conditioned me to think nobody will ever love me. Do you love you? Well, that's what matters first, y'all. Are you actively in love with yourself? Because that matters, y'all. That absolutely does matter. It really, really does. It's storming outside, y'all. Sorry. It absolutely does matter. So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, just understand that, like, you are not walking away from them. You're not walking away from a terrible, you're walking towards something. Reframe your experience. You didn't waste time. You spent time learning how not to get treated. Yes, it was bad. Because if you say you wasted time, I promise you, you're going to feel a certain type of way, and it's going to drive you and lead you into a depressive state. It just is. That's just the way it works, y'all. Now that I didn't make the rules, I know that's just the way it is. Again, so toxic narcissistic people are going to, they don't care about love. They don't care about wasting your time, because when you go back, If you leave in this relationship and you go back into it, that's when you're wasting time. So that's when I feel like that's when you really waste time. Because if you didn't have all the information presented to you, you couldn't wait. Like, you didn't know what you were going through. Now the information is in front of you. Now the clock starts on the time wasting. What are you going to do? Take action. Of course, be safe, y'all, because some of these bastards are crazy as hell. Some of these people are crazy as hell. They will absolutely harm you. They will absolutely put their hands on you. They will absolutely harm you. They will absolutely go send you to meet God. I promise you that they will. Because that's how some people are. They will send you to meet God because you decided to leave them. Even though, no matter how badly they're treating you, they will send you to meet God. If you believe in God, they will send you to meet God. They will send you to Allah if you decide to try to leave them, no matter how bad they're treating you. So yeah, reframe your experience. My head just started hurting. I don't know where y'all. So how about this thing? The light, I think it's the lights burning in my eyes and it's raining outside. So thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.